A little Weezer right here on our Tuesday afternoon. It is 3:12 here. Julie hanging with you. And I am so excited. We have a nice woman on the phone right now. We have a wonderful caller. Her name is Phyllis Papa, and she is with the Atlantic City's Ballet Director. She is the director, and she's going to tell us about a show that's coming up at the Lincoln Theater. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you and I were just talking. You are in Atlantic City.
Yes.
And it's snowing.
Well, it actually stopped snowing.
Okay.
It started snowing this past weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's trying. Today was a nice day, so it's trying to melt.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Well, we have a whole bunch of rain here in Napa right now.
Well, that would be better than the snow at this point.
Oh, I'm sure. It's beautiful, though.
It is. It
I'm
is.
Sure.
Beautiful.
So will you be coming to see us then next week?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll be there next Saturday, January the 26th. We're performing Swan Lake.
Yes.
I'm bringing 29 professional dancers, and we will be doing a performance at 2 o'clock and also at 7 o'clock at the Napa Valley Performing Arts Center at Lincoln Theater. So this is going to be wonderful.
Yes, so exciting. Have you been to Napa before?
Yes, we were there last year. We did Sleeping Beauty, and they invited us back.
Well,
so
that's a good thing.
Yes, it's very exciting. You know, what's interesting about our company is that the 29 dancers, we have 9 dancers from Asia, 8 from Europe, 4 from South America, and 6 from the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah, and the dancers that we have are really top of the line because they could not get a work visa and get here unless they were. So this is going to be a very exciting time to be able to bring them back again to Napa and do Swan Lake, one of the most famous of ballets.
Yes, so tell us a little about Swan Lake for those that don't know the story.
Well, Swan Lake, very interesting, is about it's in 4 acts. The first act is about Prince Ziegfeld. He's celebrating his 21st birthday, and his mother, of course, wants him to marry a princess.
Of course.
And so for his birthday, he gets a crossbow. So he goes out with his friends into the woods, and he finds 19 swans that at midnight turn into women.
Oh, okay.
And they've been under a spell by Van Rothbart. They were put under a spell, and the only way to break that spell is if someone were to pledge their love to them in marriage. So in Act 3, so that's Act 2, he falls in love with the swan who wears the crown.
Okay.
In Act 3, Van Rothbart tries to trick him, and he gets his daughter to pretend that she is the swan.
Okay.
And lures him to the point where he pledges his vow to be married to her, which means that the white swan, which was in Act 1, can never be a woman. Can never turn into a woman.
Okay.
So in Act 4, he's totally upset and realize he's been completely tricked. You know, it's innocence versus evil. It's kind of an interesting story. I won't tell you the end.
No, don't tell
us
the end.
They have to come see the end.
Yes. Well, it sounds like a roller coaster of emotions, romantic, and lots of different things going on there in this play.
That it is. And, you know, some of the interesting things is that this ballet has one of the most famous female, I would say trick, but it's a female signature piece of doing 32 fouettés en pointe, which is one of the harder steps, harder turns for a female dancer.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is very exciting. And, you know, our company is known for their incredible lifts, and so the men have to be very strong to be able to lift the women over their head and keep them there.
Yes.
So it's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of people.
And this is the only show that's happening next Saturday at the Lincoln Theater in Yountville. Is that correct?
Yes. And they have actually 2 chances, 2 o'clock and 7 p.m.
Well, that's fantastic. And then where will you go after Napa?
Well, actually, we're coming, believe it or not, back to Atlantic City because we open Romeo and Juliet, and then we have Sleeping Beauty, and then we have my new ballet, Cinderella, for the spring.
Wow.
So we have a pretty incredible schedule.
It sounds like it. Well, we are so lucky to have you come to our area, and very exciting to see the show.
Yes, and we're excited to be there.
Oh, good. Well, thank you, Phyllis, for calling in today and letting us know about it, and we look forward to the show, and good luck to the whole cast. Break a leg, right?
Thank you, yes.
All right, Phyllis, thank you so much.
Having me.
Okay,
bye-bye.
In California, traffic can be overwhelming and exhausting. Semis passing over here.